Hello and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews, where I had entirely too much fun last night, and I'm getting a lot of feedback on yesterday's show, both positive and negative. I am just amazed at how many people that riled up in both positive and negative ways, just being silly for Halloween, and I was just... All I could say is I appreciate all of you, even when, I mean, some of the feedback is almost funny. I mean, people getting so butthurt over a few sound effects. I mean, come on. And some of the positive stuff I got, just made my day. So thank you all so much. I hope you guys had a lot of fun dressing up or handing out candy. I am one, I still dress up when I hand out candy to the kids, at least most of the time. Yesterday, I didn't do quite as much as I normally do, but I still had a lot of fun. We had about 170 kids come to the door. We always try to be prepared. We are a good candy house, and I plan on staying that way. So, it's just amazing. And I don't care if you are a year old or if you're 100 years old. If you come to my door in a costume, you are getting candy. So I even give candy to teenagers. I know it's a bit controversial, but I figured, you know, I'd rather have them getting candy than out there causing problems. And so, but if you're going to have fun, I'm going to reward you for it. So I always say age is just a number, so have fun with it. So I hope you had a great day. If you don't celebrate Halloween, that's great too. Like I said, I was just having some fun with it, but we are back again with the last of our Venom movies, Venom The Last Dance, the one that just came out here just recently. Sorry, still dealing with some of my cough on that, so my apologies. But we've really seen what these creatures can do, and it may not surprise you that this movie is also getting a guilty rating. It's not quite as intense as the other two. But there are still a lot of scenes that just might be a little bit too much and too intense for some younger viewers. But in general, I mean, it's probably right at that edge that it would probably be safe for preteens on up from there. But that's ultimately going to be up to you. So I hope that that is at least of a benefit to some people out there. I know it's like critics always got to take criticism, and I just roll with it. It's fun. It's at least worth a good laugh on most days. But like I said, we've seen what these creatures can do. We've seen what Venom can do. We've seen what Carnage can do. And now we are seeing something entirely different. We are now realizing that, and we get to see this happening, that when Eddie fully transforms into Venom, it lights up a codex in his brainstem or up in his brain. And that's allowing this other creature from outer space to kind of get a lock on his beacon and try to narrow in and find him. And his whole thing is because he needs this codex to be able to take over the planet. Well, as you can imagine, that's not going to be as simple as it sounds. So Eddie has to be really careful. And he's got the police looking for him because he's a wanted man because of everything happened with Mulligan in the last movie. If you don't know what I'm talking about, don't worry, I'm not going to spoil it. So, but you'll have to check that out if you want to know the details on that. And there's a line in this one that totally fits. It's, in my line of work, something terrible is always imminent. And that's just so true to this. We get to see a side of Venom we've never really seen before. We get to see a tender side. We get to, and of course, Mrs. Chen is back. I mean, Mrs. Chen has been a key member in all of these movies so far, and I'm sure if you've followed along with the movies, you know who I'm talking about. If not, again, you're going to have to check the movies out because I won't spoil this. But we see a softer side of Venom, and we see how he works with Eddie to try to defeat this character, and this character's name is Null God of Void, Slicer of Worlds. And he is about as evil as you could imagine, both the way he acts and the way he looks. It's just, I mean, it makes Venom look like a puppy. I mean, seriously, just the whole darkness, it's like the darkness has teeth. I mean, that's just... But so we also get to see the science behind a lot of this, because in order to understand kind of what's happening, they end up at Area 51, and Area 51 is being decommissioned in this movie. And so Area 51 really isn't the big story. It's like, we all know Area 51. We hear the stories about Area 51. So if you haven't heard of Area 51, I think you've been living under a rock. But this movie may surprise you because it's not dealing with Area 51. It's dealing with Area 55. Now, what is Area 55? Again, you're going to have to watch the movie and find out. But it is something that you do not expect. If you're expecting to find something with just like aliens and all this fancy, like I said, it's going to be what you don't expect. Picture Independence Day meets Arrival meets Venom. I know that sounds like a really weird combination, but trust me, it works here. I don't know why it works. Score-wise, I'm still quite a bit up there for what these movies are, but I went back to a 6.5 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Though we see more heart and more of the story development with this one, it's just not as venomy as we expect Venom to be. And I don't know if that's going to make a lot of sense. But if you are a fan of Venom, you are going to get a lot out of this because we get to see so many different sides to him that are happening all around him. And then we get to see these other creatures that are being sent from Null, and we see all how they interact with Venom and what they're trying to do. And the whole like tagline of the movie is "Till death do us part," because the only way to save the planet is to one of them has to die. Don't worry, no spoilers, but one of them has to die. And I won't spoil this for you, but you're going to have, it's not what you expect. I mean, the one that dies is not the one that you expect. So it kind of pushes the boundaries for Marvel movies just a little bit. And as always, there's bonus scenes in the credits. There's a bonus scene in the credits. And then a lot of people got up and left because the lights came on. But if you really want to see like extra, extra, extra stuff that's happening, you got to stick around all the way through the credits because there is a scene after all the credits. So if you've been to the theater and you've seen this already and you got up and you left after that first bonus scene, go watch it again and stick around to the very end. I promise it's worth it. So, as always, I'm giving this a guilty rating. Not as always, but always in regards to movies such as this. And my rating is a 6.5 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Welcome to November. It's going to be an interesting month. We've got a lot of movies coming out this month. As always, if you want the latest and greatest Movie Deputy review content, you know which buttons you got to push. And as always, be sure to go over and check out our YouTube channel where all of our reviews go live 2 hours before they go live over here. And then as of the first of the year, we're going to be making some big changes. So be sure to stick around for that. And as always, I will be back soon. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.